The VPM Daily Newscast is sponsored by Kanawha Capital Management. Your financial life is unique, complex, and dynamic. Kanawha Capital Management's team of credentialed professionals has been helping its clients build wealth and confidence through personalized planning and informed investing since 1989. Learn more at cancap.com. That's K-A-N-C-A-P.com.
You're listening to the VPM Daily Newscast, the recap of today's top stories in Central Virginia.
From the VPM Newsroom in Charlottesville, I'm Megan Moore. The General Assembly wants more people to eat blue catfish. Patrick Larson with VPM News has more.
The blue catfish is invasive in most of its Virginia range. It was introduced to Central Virginia waters in the 70s to develop recreational fisheries. Chris Moore with the Chesapeake Bay Foundation says it's now an apex predator across the bay watershed.
This was kind of like releasing a Siberian tiger out into our ecosystem.
The population has exploded, threatening to overwhelm already stressed native species like shad and striped bass. They're also known to be quite tasty. Delegate Keith Hodges, a Republican from Middlesex, helped set up a grant program last year that recently began providing cash for catfish processing infrastructure.
And as we move forward with processing this, we need to really establish a market. It is absolutely delicious.
Hodges' new proposal would create a work group representing environmentalists, fishers, and potential buyers to study just that, how to create a robust blue catfish market in Virginia in hopes to keep them under control. Hodges' bill has been approved by the House and Senate. Patrick Larson, VPM News.
Starting on March 11th, the Greater Richmond Transit Company is extending the reach of its Link Microtransit area. The on-demand service is being launched on three consecutive Mondays, starting with a zone around the border of the Clover Hill and Dale districts in Chesterfield County. After that, sections of the city of Ashland and then Powhatan County will start service on the following two Mondays. The on-demand microtransit service was launched to help areas without regular bus routes. The service only runs Monday through Friday from 5 a.m. to 8 p.m., and users need to download an app. Currently, Link covers the Azalea area in Richmond, which includes Washington Park and Mechanicsville via Meadow Bridge Road. The Charlottesville Downtown Mall has recently been added to the National Register of Historic Places. The mall was converted into a pedestrian-centric space nearly 50 years ago when suburban centers were becoming the focus of local commerce. The mall has grown over the years to include an amphitheater, new restaurants, unique stores, and much more, according to the Daily Progress. The register is maintained by the National Park Service. The headliners for a new reggae music festival in Virginia Beach have been announced. Sublime, Stephen Marley, and Wiz Khalifa will appear at the inaugural Point Break in June, according to the Virginian Pilot. Virginia Beach City Council approved a multi-year, $300,000 agreement for the festival in 2023. It is scheduled to take place on June 1st and 2nd. Pre-sale tickets will be available at 10 a.m. on Thursday, March 7th at pointbreakfestival.com. The Virginia Department of Wildlife Resources is bringing back its Richmond Falcon Cam for another season. A pair of peregrine falcons nesting on the 21st floor of the Riverfront Plaza building have been the focus of this nature cam for nearly a decade. This year, the stream features a much clearer picture thanks to a new 4K camera providing a high-definition look at the birds. The falcons are entering their fourth season together and will likely lay their first egg by the end of March. The pair has already fledged four chicks over the years. Richmond Mayor LeVar Stoney is now a father. Stoney announced that he and his wife Brandy welcomed a daughter, Sunday Washington Stoney, over the weekend. Stoney also took to social media to thank the teams at Virginia Women's Center and St. Mary's Hospital for what he deemed exceptional support and care. Stoney is competing with U.S. Representative Abigail Spanberger to be the Democratic nominee in the 2025 governor's race. Black voters have made up a core constituency for Democrats, and a key institution for their mobilization has been churches. VPM News reporter Jad Khalil spoke to a church leader about those efforts.
The Reverend Lester Fry is president of the Baptist Ministers Conference of Richmond and Vicinity. He says there's some rising difficulty in churches' ability to get young people to vote. Part of that has to do with younger people becoming less religious, he says. But that's not all.
It's a tough sell only because people didn't see the vote being something that was beneficial to our community.
He says government improving the economy and addressing inequity would make voting seem more worth it.
When people are getting and receiving and doing things, then they have more of an open mind to actually want to get out and vote.
Fry says they're trying to focus on local races too.
It's a pyramid effect. You know, you got to have all the pieces in order to actually get there to pass everything down to get what you need.
This fall, Virginians elect a senator, members of Congress, and a president. Richmonders elect a mayor too. Jad Khalil, VPM News.
This has been the VPM Daily Newscast.
Some of these stories may have changed since the newscast was recorded. You can stay connected to what matters by heading to vpm.org/news or follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at MyVPM.
VPM.
I'm Speech Thomas from the hip-hop crew Arrested Development. On the new VPM podcast, Track Change, I take you behind the walls of Richmond City Jail, where I help four men record an album and hear how they're trying to break free from a cycle of addiction and incarceration.
Been so long since I've been free.
Subscribe to Track Change in your podcast app.